These meetings are all about laying the groundwork for July's summit here, the aim of which NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg says is to ensure predictable support to Ukraine for the long haul at the cost to the alliance of at least $45 billion per year. Ukraine wants to join NATO. That's unlikely for now whilst the war with Russia is ongoing. Still, Mr. Stoltenberg argues, the more credible NATO's support for Ukraine, the quicker Russia, quote, would realise it cannot wait us out and the sooner this war can end. It may seem like a paradox, but, he claims, the path to peace is therefore more weapons. Looming over proceedings, though, is the elephant in the room. Former US President Donald Trump, who's vying for the Oval Office again, has repeatedly flaunted his threat to withdraw from NATO and warns his government, if elected, wouldn't come to the aid of the handful of members which still don't spend 2% of their GDP on defence. Benji Hire, Washington.